Like so many notable women of her generation, discussion of Dawn Clark Netsch's accomplishments usually includes the word first. When she was elected the Comptroller of Illinois in 1990, she was the first woman to win statewide office. And 4 years later, when she challenged Governor Jim Edgar for his job, she became the first woman to receive a major party nomination for governor. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin hit those notes in a tribute to Netsch on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
More than any person in Illinois' history, Dawn Clark Netsch created the modern era of women in Illinois political leadership.
But on the occasion of her death, people are saying Netsch and other women of her generation were successful not because of their gender, but in spite of it.
As always, those who are charged with opening the doors of opportunity have to come to that task extraordinarily gifted, determined, and patient. Dawn Netsch was all of these and more.
I think first and foremost, they were smart lawyers, and they were smart public officials.
Lisa Madigan is the Attorney General of Illinois.
They weren't necessarily women first, I would say, in terms of how they presented themselves. They weren't out there, you know, screaming that things were wrong and that they were feminists, but they paved the way for so many of us to follow behind them because of the trailblazing and groundbreaking work that they did.
Netsch was born in 1926 in Cincinnati, Ohio. She went to college at Northwestern and stayed for law school, graduating at the top of her class in 1952. She worked on the two failed presidential campaigns of Illinois Governor Adlai Stevenson, and in the early 1960s became an aide to Governor Otto Kerner. She recalled how she got that job in an interview conducted for an oral history project at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. After Kerner was elected, she was sitting around with colleagues from the Committee on Illinois Government, a reform group. They realized they needed to have a representative on his staff to make sure their ideas were implemented.
It was almost as if everyone looked around the room and they either were married and had responsibilities or were at a critical point in their legal careers or something. And they suddenly looked at me and said, she hasn't got any responsibilities. She's it.
In 1969, Netsch was elected to the Constitutional Convention alongside other up-and-comers like future Chicago Mayor Richard Daley and future House Speaker Michael Madigan. She wrote the constitutional provision that gives the governor the power to not just veto legislation outright, but to rewrite it with whatever changes he sees fit. She was elected to the Senate in 1972 and stayed until she became controller in 1991. Less than 4 years later, she was taking on Jim Edgar, making education the centerpiece of her campaign.
It's time for the state to live up to its constitutional responsibility to fund education.
This is from a debate with Edgar, October 21, 1994, in Champaign. Netsch would have raised the state income tax in order to shift school funding away from local property taxes.
I will pay for it. Jim Edgar has failed the state's responsibility to fund our schools, and he has failed our property taxpayers. That's the Jim Edgar legacy.
You know, I always had a great deal of respect for Dawn Clark Netsch.
Former Governor Jim Edgar.
We didn't always agree, but I always knew whatever her position was, it was based off what she thought was the right thing to do, not just the political thing to do.
Edgar went on to beat Netsch in that election, ending her career as an elected official, but not her involvement in politics. Netsch remained active behind the scenes, serving on government commissions and with reform groups. Her nephew told the Associated Press that the night before she died, she was watching TV news, surrounded by newspapers. Kent Redfield, a political scientist at the University of Illinois Springfield, who, like Netsch, worked on campaign finance issues, says her very presence in office was symbolic of a positive change in the state's history.
That Illinois did not have to accept its legacy of corruption, that you could bring ethics to politics.
But beyond her public accomplishments, Redfield, getting emotional, says Netsch was a dynamic and inspiring person.
Not everybody that's a great leader is also a great person.
Dawn Clark Netsch, he says, was both. I'm Brian Mackey.